I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Brittany Magdal is a guide on Lake Minnetonka, and she says this time of year, there's one thing that you absolutely must do if you want to catch big walleyes. I'll tell you what that is, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Brittany Magnol is a guide on Lake Minnetonka, and she says, if you want to be on fish and catching fish this time of the year, don't leave fish to find fish. She says as we head into fall, it's easy to get caught up spot hopping, especially when you've got your graph lit up with bait and you know fish are biting somewhere. Just a reminder, don't leave active fish for any other fish. If you mark them and had a bite, stay put and work the spot. Fall walleyes can get moody, and it's usually not about whether they're there, but what they will eat. Small adjustments can be key. So before pulling up the trolling motor, make a couple of changes. Swap jig sizes, switch from live bait to plastic, or just change your boat angle and work through the same fish from a different direction. A lot of times it takes only a small adjustment to trigger bites. Leaving too early means you're running around, burning daylight, while the fish you wanted were right under you the whole time. So make those minor tweaks and it can be all the difference in reminding you not to chase fish in the fall. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.